105.3 Seaside FM. I'm Dorothy Run. I'm out and about. It's a fine day at Villa Gans at the moment, joined by Owen Stanley. Hello, Owen. How are you first?
I'm fine. Are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much. But this is not the reason I've met you today. You imitate a very special person. Who is that?
Shaken Stevens.
Ooh, why are you imitating Shaken Stevens?
We just love his music. Love the guy, his dancing, his the music. It's very influential on me as I was growing up, so.
Imitating is a very wide field. What is it? Are you just going on stage to sing his songs, or are you dressing up like him and basically the full package?
Yeah, the full package. You know, the act, the stage clothes and yeah.
Okay, and are you watching films and documentaries about him to be exactly like him?
Yeah, we have done, but I think as you're growing up, when you're not studying it, you go through periods where you just naturally log onto the guy himself, you know. So it's not studying so much; it's just how you've been brought up watching him throughout the years. And number of concerts that we've been to see him as well, you know, so, yeah.
Have you had the chance to meet him live?
I've not actually met him. Obviously, we've been to his shows and stuff, but unfortunately, not yet, but I'm sure it will come.
Right, you mentioned you love Shaken Stevens since you were very young, obviously. And what did you hit upon his music? Is it like that you cross paths in life, or is it really like, oh, I love the music and that's basically it?
Yeah, I love his music, but obviously Shaken Stevens was sort of influenced by Elvis as well, and Elvis Presley. And I was influenced by Elvis as well. And I think there's elements in the Shaken Stevens music, you know, that's part of the Elvis material. So there's a bit of a crossover there of the two guys, which I think that's the reasons.
And when did you discover that you can sing like him?
I think I've always thought I could sing like him for quite a lot of years, but it's just it's having somebody pushing me in that right direction. It's something that we've always wanted to do, and I think it's because now I've got a good woman behind me, and she's pushed me in the right direction. So yeah, that's
pretty cool. And when did you perform the first time?
We give it an airing, if you like, for a better word, back in August of last year, back in Pocklington. So that was the first performance of Shaken Stevens.
How could you prepare for that? You must have been incredibly nervous.
Yeah, very. Yeah, and you still get nervous now. The Shaken Stevens stuff is you've got to give out vocally. There's a lot of power in the vocals and in the dance routine as well. It's all breathing. So, answer your question. Yes, I was very nervous, and we still are when we go on stage, because you have to be.
And are there special songs you perform every time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're aware, Shaken Stevens was the biggest recording artist of the 80s, and he had more chart success than anybody in the 80s, and that's including Europe as well. And so his catalogue was large, and we tried to do 30 or 40 of his top big hits, including the number ones. And obviously, Old Jewel is one of my favourites. Shaken himself obviously wrote that one, which he didn't get a lot of credit for, writing his own material, so he did write quite a bit of his own stuff.